Next, please.
908, request of Travis Williams to address council regarding Portland Harbor Superfund and the Willamette River.
Good morning. Anyone you want.
Mayor and commissioners, my name is Travis Williams, and I'm a riverkeeper and executive director for Willamette Riverkeeper. I appreciate this quick three-minute opportunity to talk to you a little bit about the Portland Harbor Superfund site. I know all of you have a good working knowledge of this, as do I, given that the site was listed almost 14 years ago. I want to present to you this booklet that you just received that the Audubon Society of Portland and Willamette Riverkeeper just published. We're going to be making a push over the next year and a half, if hopefully not too much longer than that, as the Superfund cleanup process gets to the pivotal stage of deciding what kind of cleanup we're going to have when the draft plan comes out. The purpose of this booklet is to let the average Portlander and whoever else would want to know about the contamination issue in the river and the methods that might be considered to clean it up, and to provide them some opportunities to weigh in on the process. We're hoping to encourage the US EPA to make a responsible decision that will protect the long-term health of the Willamette River in this area. I think that the city of Portland has a really critical role to play. The city has been a different kind of potentially responsible party to date. I certainly hope that the city will continue to do that, and I have no reason to believe otherwise. I know both on the cleanup front, as it relates to River Mile 11, and also on the NERDA front, the Natural Resource Damage Assessment process, you continue to exert leadership. And frankly, I think we're going to need that. When push comes to shove here, when the draft plan is issued, and eventually the record of decision, the city is going to have to, I think, make a bold stand, and maybe a little more so than you'll see from the other PRPs. So I look forward over the next year or two, our organization and many others, again, partnering with Audubon in this case, to educate people about what the reality is with 10 miles of contaminated sediment today in the Willamette River, and to provide information about the choices, which are going to be tough. One of the things I've learned in this is that none of the solutions to this cleanup are perfect. Not one. My hope is that we can remove as much contaminated sediment from the river as possible. And that certainly comes with some trade-offs. So, again, we look forward to working with you guys and continuing to make progress for this cleanup. And, you know, the feasibility study is going to be finalized here very shortly, and that'll give us a good sense of where things are going. So, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your advocacy. This is a nice piece. It'll help inform people. I think you called it correctly in terms of where the council is on this issue. I think our principal frustration, frankly, is the slow pace at which the EPA is moving to make those decisions. So your advocacy will help there, I think. The other plea I would make to you and other advocates is, in addition to this advocacy about the cleanup itself, I hope you'll continue to advocate to our congressional delegation to put the fund back in Superfund by restoring the oil polluter tax that used to pay for it. Because right now it's an unfunded mandate. We're prepared to do our part, but it would certainly make it go better and more swiftly if Congress refunded the Superfund.
Right. Although, not to push back on that, but it is really a polluter pays law. I mean, the fund was never intended to cover the expenses of the cleanup. So those with liability or some connection to the contamination, they're the ones on the hook. Sure. And it's no different than me buying a house and not doing due diligence and having a leaky oil tank. I own the house. I own that problem. One other thing, if
they
you want
to pay for the federal share, for example. So.
Well, one other thing, I do think there's a danger in having it seem like the EPA is the cause of all the delays in this process, because truly it is not. The most recent one, yes. But I think it's kind of a slippery slope to.
Yeah, and we're not looking for a roll of the piece. We're working very effectively with EPA, but I think all of us want it to happen sooner rather than later. That's why we hope on the NERDA front we can move more quickly.
Yeah, that's much appreciated.
So I think there's a lot of agreement here, but if Congress would lubricate the process with a little appropriations, it wouldn't hurt.
That would help.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much, Travis.